ואין סימן שין למד א' סיף חס. So the Mahabal says, Ein oisen lo cholok. For the Mila in Shabbos, one is not permitted in Shabbos to make a cholok for the Mila. Now, what is exactly a cholok? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein kis dochuk. It's like a tight kiss, a tight pocket, sho'oisen that they make, u'mechasen roish ha'gid ad ho'atorah, and the roish of the gid is covered tightly till the atorah, v'koysher shom, and this tight kiss is tied over there. Shlo yazer ha'oyer lechaseis agid. That the oyer should not be mechase the gid. Now, to understand the words of the Mishnah Berurah, I'd like to say over a Rashi in Mesechtes Shabbos of Kuflamet Gimelamet Beis. Rashi says in Mesechtes Shabbos, Uma hi atore. What is the atore? Shuro govoya hamekefes begid. The atore is the shuro govoya, that what is higher than the gid, that hamakefes begid soviv, that surrounds the gid, shemimeno, from this shura, hagid mishapeya v'yoyrein litzad hakarka, from the shura, the gid goes towards the karka, umishapeya v'yoyrein litzad haguf, and the gid goes mitzad the guf. So it means in the mile there are two chelke hagid. There's and the atore which sneaks out. It's like a crown. This shura that sticks out from the gid, this is called the atore. This area is called the atore. This shura is called the atore. Now, from the shura, you have going in two directions. You have the gid goes towards the goof, and then from the shura, you have the gid goes towards the kalka, away from the goof. And the gid is, and the atore is in between. Now, b'shas they make a milim, so they take the eir ha'priyem, which was previously covering the whole gid, was covering the atore, and they pull it back, and now they want it should be underneath the atore. They want that this oil, this membrane should be underneath the atore. That is what is wanted. But very well, after the mila, this membrane can go back over the atore. So they had a hollow cotton, they had something like a tight pocket that slipped over the top of the gid and went underneath the atore, and this was holding the eir ha'priyeh that it shouldn't go up. That's what it was accomplishing. So if you made this before Shabbos, so you have no problem. The Mechaber says, but if you did not make it before Shabbos, so you're not permitted to be Mechal or Shabbos to make this. This is the Loshon Mechaber. Ein oisin lo cholok. You are not permitted to make this cholok, this thing which is similar to a kiss, which is tight around the gid, one is not permitted to make this in Shabbos. Now again, let us see the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Ke'ein kis dochok. This is like a tight kiss. Sha'oisen, that is made before Shabbos. U'mechasim rosh agid adah ha'toret. And this covers the rosh agid. Rosh agid means here the chelik of the gid that comes out from the guf till the ha'toret. So we are mechase rosh agid adah ha'toret. The kosher shom. And there he ties it around this. Holok is tied around this area to prevent the Oyer HaPriya from going over the Atore to the half of the Gid, which is after the Atore, towards the Kalka. The Kosher Shom, Shloyazer Ho'er Lechasei Sagid, that the Oyer HaPriya should not slip back up again to be mechasa the gid. So the Mechaber says, now let's go back to the Mechaber. Now we know the translation of choluk and the purpose of the choluk. Ein oisin lo choluk. One is not permitted to make a choluk in Shabbos. It's chilul Shabbos. So what if you don't have a choluk? So you take a shmata and you wrap it around the chelek agid, which is underneath the atorim, and this shmata will hold the oyer ha'olah and prevent it from coming up. That is what we will accomplish with the smaltut. That's if he has a smaltut. V'im eloi, what if he doesn't have a shmata? So now, how does he get one? Vim eloi, koirech al etzboi, derech malbish, rishanois bederech oitzo, v'choils, or maybe derech otzor acheres, afilu loi nishtadhu yochad. So that means as follows. That means that if he does not have a shmata in the room where he made the milah, he doesn't have a shmata. So in order to ensure that, so he needs a shmata. So he's going to bring a shmata from someone else's house. Now there's a problem of carrying. Now we are speaking about derech chotzer acheres shaloi nishtatvu yochad. That means like this. That means he lives, Reuben who made the bris lives in chotzer aleph. Shimon is his next door neighbor, and they did not make an eruve chatzeres. So halachically, Reuben is not permitted to take something from Shimon's chotzer into his chotzer, into his house. You can't take this. This is also midarabonim. But they were makel over here. He's going to go to Shimon's house. He's going to get a shmata from Shimon. And fine. Now he has the shmata. Now how does the shmata come to him? So he wraps the shmata around his finger. It looks a little bit derech malbush. Normally people don't wear shmatas around the fingers. But it's not the derech itzor. If you want to carry a shmata, you put it in your pocket. Or you hold it. You don't wrap it around your finger. So what did he accomplish? So there's an issel to take for from Shimon's Chotzer to my Chotzer, and this is the Rabbonim. To carry the Shmata with a Shinui is also a Rabbonim. So it's to the Rabbonim in Lesoyrech Mile to ensure that the Oyer HaBriya should not cover the Gid. They were matter this. That's what the Mechaber says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Simchot Mechavtes. Ve'im afilu noida ze koidem ha-mila, afilu he knows before the mila, he doesn't have a choluk, he doesn't have a shmata. So what does he do then? Ein doichen ha-mila mipnei ze, you will not push off the mila. So that means as follows. That means that you don't push off the mila, because this mila, this shmata, is only to ensure that the oyer habriya should not go back. And if it does go back, so fix it. Mitzoy Shabbos. I mean, it's not like, well, it's not a shayla of sakone. It's not. It's preferable and practical that one should put on this choluk or the shmata to ensure that the oyer habriya will not go back. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you'll make the mila without it. Still come back, so I'll take care of it at night. It's not so convenient, but that's what you do. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Fine? Yeah. Chotzer acheres. Now I can carry this shmata from another chotzer, because this is to the rabbonos. Avol derech rishus harabim, but to take the shmata through rishus harabim. Also, kivin sheine derech malbish mamish means it's not really derech malbish. It means if one would wear shmatas, that's derech malbish. So then I'm wearing it, I'm not carrying it. But it's not really derech malbish. It's only a shinui in haitzoh. So a shinui in haitzoh, we're not makel. From with a rishus harabim. V'derech karmelis, what is one permitted to do this through a karmelis? Now, a karmelis is not a rishus harabim, it's also midarabon abar. A karmelis is a place that rabim go, but it doesn't have the tenoim of a rishus harabim. A rishus harabim has to be 16 amas wide. It's less than 16 amas wide. Rosh Hashanah has to be 600,000 people go through each day. This is not, it's a small street. So it's a street. So, but it's a karmelis. People go through it. It's not mukif mechitzis. But it's a Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbonim. This is more chomer than a chotzer shalayimu. A chotzer shalayimu is really one big Rosh Hashanah and it didn't make an Erev Chatzeres. A karmelis is a Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbonim. So is this permissible in a karmelis? But there is karmelis mitzad So the Rabbi is matter. Fine. Now let us see Sif Tes. Vizman Chachmei Hagemorim. In the times of Chazal, Im Loihoyu Reichensin Esablad Lifnei Hamile. If they did not wash, they did not give the rach animal a bath, b'chamem, lifnei hamile, u'la'acher hamile, and after the mile, u'b'yoyim shlishi lamile, and the third day after the mile, b'mayim chamem, choyo misukin. It was a sakone. Bizman Chazal, this was necessary in order to ensure the life of the rach animal, that he shouldn't be in danger. It was necessary to give him, to be reichetzim, Kaidem Amila, Asher Amila, and Yom Shlishi Lemilosai. That was necessary. Right. That was Bizman Chazal. Lefichoch, and since this was relevant Bizman Chazal, Niske Kolichtoi Mishpatoik Shechaliyes Bishabbos. So the halachas, there were many halachas which were applicable. What happened if you didn't, the water spilled out before the milah, do you make the milah, don't you make the milah, if the water spilled out after the milah? There were different halachas because it was a murder de kishayla, it's a sakonis, what I do, I make the meal and or don't I make the meal? That was Bizman Chazal. The Hoidna zok the Mechaber, but nowadays, we don't do such a thing. You don't wash the child before the bris. You don't wash the child after the bris. You don't wash him shlishi lemilosai. And why don't we do it? It's nishtana hateva. The teva changed. Bizman Chazal was a sakone. Bizman neinu, it is not important. That's Vidinoi Linogu Bashitsa Klau Vidinoi Lichoitz Bishabis Imrotsu. Now, if they want to wash the child, Kidin Rechitze Kol Odom. One, so it has the same aloha like anyone else who wants to wash himself with warm water that was heated before Shabbos. So the din is that one is permitted to wash Eivar, but one is not permitted to wash Roim Gufoi or Kol Gufoi. That means one is permitted to wash Eivorim and not more than that. Also, Lilchoit, that in the beginning of Simin Shin Chavov, it says, also Lilchoit Kol Gufoi, Afilu Kol Eivar Levad, so la halacha, a person is not permitted to wash himself b'chamim Shabbos roim gufoi. That's halacha. So the Mechaber says, if you want to wash this baby, it, you have to learn Simin Shin Chavo. You want to wash Mitzvah Gufoi B'chol HaKoven. So everyone else is also allowed to wash Mitzvah Gufoi with hot water that was prepared on Shabbos. You want to give the baby a complete bath, Chas V'Shalom. There's no need for it. There's no need to give him a complete bath. There's no need to wash Roiv Gufoi. There's no Sakonim Bizmaneinu. So the Halachim is now, so nowadays you want to wash a cotton before the bris, after the bris, Yom HaShlishi. So you first learn Shin Chavov, whatever is permissible for a gadol is permissible for a cotton. But the chamim, Sainan is mutter, b'yikadim, midrabbanon, it's also, not midrabbanon, I'm sorry, the meaning is that we know there were not relations called Gufay ben Sainam. But that was not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishamur brought down, the later Rishonim brought down, our minigas were not reiches kol gufein or b'sainan also, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about halacha. So halacha is b'chamim is mutter, chamim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos is mutter l'chamim mikzas gufoi in Shabbos. So this applies by a cotton also. You want to wash the cotton, you can wash them. But there is no need for it, so there's no special cooler. There's no special cooler for a cotton. That is what the Mechaber holds, and that's the shita of the Sfardim. They feel sich like the Mechaber. Hago, zosterimo, ובדינה ישראלו נויגים לרוחצי לפני המילה בחמם. In Ashkenaz, the minig is, we hold there's a need for it. It's not a sakonim, but it's a tzoyrich godol. So that's what the Mechaber says. All the halachas which apply by rechitza, apply by yatinik, you can only wash mikzas gufoy bechamin. So the Rama says, I'm very sorry. No, no, in Ashkenaz, we held it's very important to wash a child before the bris, and we wash kol gufoy. Bechamin shulchma me'erem Shabbos. We hold it's a tzarech godol. And medina is eilu noegim after the bris, not so important already. It seems it's more important before the bris. Then we can wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. V'chein im hoyo shlishi l'milosoi b'Shabbos. What if the third day after the bris is in Shabbos? I mean, the bris was on Thursday. And the third day is in Shabbos. V'royim. And we understand she yesh tzorech l'rochsoi. There's a need. This child is not doing too good. And it would be very choshev to wash him the third day. Mechinim chamim mibayid yoyim. So we prepare him Shabbos hot water. V'rochsin oisoi b'Shabbos. V'chol zeh min hastam. That means we have no reyeses of sakona. Anything, but that is the minig. There's a tzorech godol to wash every child before the bris. Yom shlishi l'milosa. It depends. If there's a tzorech, you wash him. If there's no tzorech, you don't wash him. Avol im royim sheyesh lochash l'sakonim l'yichsu oisei acha hamilim. If for some reason we see by this child, rechitza is... it's a sakona if we won't be loiches. Bevadai mutzel l'rochsoi, wanted to be rochsoi, l'chalol olav ha-shabbos. Midi-dahav ha-shachayla, sheyesh boi sakona. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Aleph. Lo'inogu, the minig is, we do not, the Mechaber says, the minig is, we are not loiches. Before the meal and after the meal, the nishtanu ativim, the teva changed. That means it's no kasha that bisman chazala was sakone, and now we don't. And now we don't do it. It's no kasha from result. Bismanayim, there was a different teva, there was a different nature. And now the teva is that it's not necessary. Perhaps for 1 minute can say, oh, once heard a mice, I forgot from whom. But it's brought down in Yeridaya. There are many refuahs that Chazal bring down. Masechta Shabbos, certain refuahs. They said, this is a refuah for this, this is a refuah for this. So they bring down from the Maril. We cannot rely on those refuahs. Nishtana, teva. Man, we can't. Bisman Chazal, these things were merapes. Bismaneinu, we can't rely on that. Fine. So there was a mice with, I forgot who the mice was with. There was a father and a son. The son wasn't learning. So the father went over to the son and told him, why aren't you learning? Says, I have a headache. So the father said, no, Chazal fellas, chosh b'roisha yasek b'toyri, a headache is to learn. He says, no, the Maril says, we're not saying the hand of the fools of Chazal. So, okay. I'll call for them. Umbedina is Eilu, Klima, Dimbim Koima is Eilu, Avtiena Vlad Mesukin Kolkach. That is true. There's no Sakone for the Chitim, Kamaybi Mayem, Ochein al kaponim seirich godu yesh bedamu, but there's a need for it. Lefuichach al rechitze shekoidem amila hinichu al dine de gemore. So mamela, don't be machmer, and then say you need the mitzvah spufay. They left it on medine de gemore shemutra lorochse bechamen shuchmo meyesmem. The need is not so great. Ain't paid in Yamkino, I made so Shabbos. Noyagim Larochsoi, the meaning is Larochsoi, Viyazoyo. So now we're speaking about that the meaning is in Ashkenaz, they washed the child before the bris. Now, normally when they wash the child, they wash them in a basin. And the basin could be, they didn't want that either was a cold basin or a, so they wanted that the child should be cushioned with material. So they used to put in the basin, they used to put in a towel or a sheet to cushion the child. What? A sponge. Yeah, but they used to put in a towel or a dust to cushion the child. But now we have a problem. We have a problem. If you let something soak in water, that alone is considered like you're washing it. So there's a shayla of libel. So the yizoyer shelo yashre sodin b'mayim, you should not put a sodin, a sheet, in water. So the others are makel if you have a clean one. There he brings down a shin base. There's a need. Yeah. Oh, a second. So they're makilim. There are makilim by a clean one, and it's arich lichlo. No. It's there are makilim. There are makilim, and let's say one can be seimach on. There is a machlokes in this. Just one second. He says like this. Now let me just read to you the lashon of the Zabir Haloche in Simen Shin Beis. Vehine le'inyan rechitzas tinik biyontes. B'mayim chamim. You want to wash a baby in Yontif. Shebochel derechu latziya mitachtov amitpachas v'areve shereichsin oisabo. During the week, we take diapers. We put this underneath the child. It's very difficult to wash a child without this. U'biyontif, but in Yontif, there's a problem. You are washing. I'm soaking it in water. So that's how this helps. But I can't wash the baby. I have a problem. The Shulchan Aruch forbids me to put it in water, but I can't wash the baby. So now the Mishnah Berurah makes cheshbonis. L'deya rishayne, ein behem mishum kibus. The first day you hold that it's derech lichluch, so mamele it's mutter. V'af l'deya das hayesh oimrim af benikiyim. Others are maker by Nikiyim. Others are machma by Nikiyim. Emshin derech lichluchu. V'avim neime de'enta derech lichluch. So here's a problem. There are machmirim by Nikiyim, and they don't call it derech lichluch. מקום מוקים כיוון דנקים הם בוודי איני ראיץ כלל בקיבוסום וכל כבר נוסו אירה כדי לפי את החסטיניק כבר קיבוס מלוכר שאין צריך לגופה דיינו עושה לכמה פויסקים אלו מדרבונון וטיניק זה וככל שם ביסקונו ומרוגו בחיצר ויש להתר איסה דרבונם בשבילוי. Okay, see, it wasn't so pushed. So he was, there are machmirim, afilu, babgodim, nikiyim, and you don't see this ahead of the chluchluch. So he wants to say it's a malach Hashem tzrich legufay. In the young tips, maybe it can be meikol. He says a din choyle, it can be meikol. Here, he doesn't go into this, and he says this is a problem. So he says, here he didn't give any aterim. He shouldn't do it. Finish. He somehow he wasn't matter. But if I'll get a goy to put it in and put the water over it, so the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains what's the mail of a goy. I mean, there's a shale of kibbutz over here. So I'm telling a goy, So we learned this in simulation on Gimel. The goy is not mechaven to wash the begim. There is no union to it. He has no interest to wash the begim. So domo sheini miskavim. But it's a psikreshe. Yeah, he's not mechaven. When you put a begim in water, it's going to get washed. So it's a psikreshe. So there are mekilim by a mire la'akum by a psikreshe. That means I'm not doing anything. I'm telling the goy. And the goy is not mechamer to wash. If I tell the goy to wash, so I'm telling the goy to do malacha deraisa. I'm telling the goy to do this. And the goy is not mechamer. So even though it's a psikreshe that this will occur from the maisa akum, amire la akum, that is how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav wants to be mitzadid lahokum. That's one thing. So, like this, he says it's problematic, and he says with a goy he'll be mutter. There in Shin Beis, already in Yom Tov, he was a smekum. The gam yizoyer mischita sasadim. You should also be careful, you shouldn't squeeze out the sheet, because that's a shaila of a vayter of a melabin. Fine, I thought the guy put it in, but don't squeeze it out later. V'nishpach achamen. Now, what happened, we live in Ashkenaz. By Ashkenaz, the Ramah, the minig was, we felt it very important to wash the child before the bris. No, so by all good things, the suffering comes in also. So they had prepared a basin of hot water. The night before the bris, someone pushes over the basin. No basin now. So what do you do now? V'mnishbach hachamem yocholoy melein yehudi lohovin mayim shohuchmu b'shvil eini yehudi. So that means I can tell a goy to bring it, to someone not speaking about to a reshus haram, only to a karmelist. So it's a shvus nishvus b'mokim mitzvah atzer chodol. So Mamela, that's what we'll do. So we'll tell the goy not to cook up hot water. We'll tell the goy to bring hot water. Aval yoyma leini Yehudi lohachim lechatchila. I won't tell the goy to warm up. That I will not tell the goy. Perhaps let me just say, if we are going with the beer of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says we were meikel with a goy because we were meikel by a mir la'akum, even though it's a psikreshe. So then I think we can tell the goy to put on the hot water and bring me hot water, because the whole issa of putting on hot water is because you're cooking the cold water that enters the boiler. When you turn on your hot water faucet, so the problem is you're going to cook that cold water. So even though I'm not a machaven to cook that cold water, but it's a psikreishim. But if we will say psikreishim is mutter by mir la'akum, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Haram says. So we have a native, we need this hot water. I'll tell the guy, don't cook me, I just put on the faucet and bring me hot water. From the faucet, l'chayre, it should be mutter according to the way the Shulchan Aruch Haram says. Fine, right. Tinik shahoya chayle v'nisrape. A tinik that was sick, and you couldn't make the bris because he was sick. V'nisrape. Now, Thursday, we're waiting. Baruch Hashem, Thursday, he's healthy, the mail comes. You can make some bris today. Gebaldik. Zokte Tashbats, Oyser Atashbats, Lemoyloi B'yom Chamishi. You are not allowed to make a bris Thursday. Now, what's wrong with making a bris Thursday? Shem Yishamayim. Well, on the Shemo, Yitzdarchu L'chalo Shabbos Olof, B'yom Shlishi L'milosoi. So the Tashbat says, very interesting Tashbat. The Tashbat says one is not permitted to go on a ship, we had learned, to go out on a ship from Wednesday on. Wednesday one has to be doyik for Yom Shabbos Habo. If he's going to go on a ship, he has to realize that there might be a necessity of Chilul Shabbos. So from Wednesday, I'm going to be doyik to make sure there shouldn't be Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. So I'm not allowed to go on the ship on Wednesday. Tuesday, I'm allowed to go. Tuesday, I'm not mechuyev to be doing for what's going to happen next Shabbos. And when the next Shabbos comes, I don't have an eitzah. But from Wednesday on, you're not allowed to. So the Tashbat says, so the same thing, I'm going to make a bris. On Thursday, and the third day is going to be Shabbos, and it will be, it'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. So Memele, she should not make a Mila Shloi Bismana if the bris comes out on Thursday, there's no Shaila. I mean, you do what you do. It's Yom HaShemini, but it's not Yom HaShemini. It's 5 weeks after he was born. He was sick. Now, so it came out now. So the Tashbat says, so wait till Friday. And it's like a Thursday. Wait till Friday. Yom Chesel Milosay, there's no Shaila. You make it Yom Shemini, just like you make it in Shabbos. You have nothing but to worry about. You make it in Thursday, there's also nothing. We're speaking about a Milu Shalei Bismano. So he says, we should all till Friday. Then you have a problem. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but he says you have to take Chilul Shabbos into consideration. Amol Hashach b'Yiradei Yisayv Simen Reisa Mechvov Amogin Avrom Matirim. And the Shach asks the Mogadik Akashe. The Shach asks Akashe, the Mogin, the Tashbats brought Amakir from the Locha. You're not allowed to go to a ship Wednesday because you have to be doing ready for Shabbos. So, but this is only Rishus. The Tzarech Mitzvah, you're allowed to go. So he says, so hey, look, a Mitzvah, this is what the Mitzvah. That's one kasha. Another kasha they ask, the whole thing is not applicable by us. The Zemor says, Bisman Chazal, there was a Sakon Yem Shlishi. That's true. So you have to be afraid. Bismanenu, normally there's no Sakon. He says if you think there'll be a need, cook up water. But Bismanenu, there's no such concept of a Sakon Yem Shlishi. So the Rama only spoke about it's a good thing to wash him. You're allowed to wash him in Shabbos and in Yem Shlishi Molosse. But some Amelis, So the Poskim are chilek on the Tashbats.
So people don't have peaceful or what there's was well had things like appendix.
No, this is Mustama here, you can do it on Friday. According to the Shabbat, if you can push it off to the next day, you should do it. In the Hanami, if there's a shash of Sakona, if Yem Shlishi can might bring him to Sakona, and he can push it off, so he should push it off. But we don't pass it like the Tashbats. The Shach and the Magnavom, there's a mitzvah, you do it now. If you need surgery, it's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah.
He
doesn't
understand
it. So that's one of the kashas of the Shach. With the machlekes of the Rishonim that they say that Yom Shlishi is Shach. What's Yom Sheni? Is Yom Sheni also a sakona? No, the day after the Bereshit. So the machlekes of the Rishonim, others hold not. Not only Yom Shlishi, the third day is more sakonic. Others say Reuven and Shimon came to Shem was Yom Shlishi, by some Makoyim, it was fine. So the Shaila is if Sheni is also the same or Sheni is less sakonic. The Tashbats held Hakelt, the only Yom Shlishi is a Sakon. That's what the Tashbats said, make it on Friday. But we don't pass like the Tashbats, Bein Machmis and Nasa Mitzvah. But they say that Stavke by, very interesting, they say that Stavke by a child that needs a bris, make it on Thursday. But if it's a Ger, you can wait till Sunday already. They are ready. He's not a Yid yet. He's not a Yid. He wants to become a Yid. So wait till Sunday. That's what others are machma by...
Who's going to change his mind?
So, well, I don't know if he changes his mind. The Cholakov. So it's really good to wait. They'll let him give him more time to really decide.
Time going for bodies for that. He's
doing something. Yeah. Okay, that's right. Gemar Brachas, yeah. Lachal al olam Shabbos avulu lahochem ba'atzmai. Now, I see it you. Adam shaloi mol me'olam. He never made a bris. But he wants to make a bris. Lo yomol b'Shabbos. So, don't make the first bris on Shabbos. Why should he make the first bris on Shabbos? Because since he never made a bris, so it could very well be he'll batch up. So during the week, no, is one thing. So someone else picks up, but in Shabbos, if he's going to batch up, see the Mechalo Shabbos, and it means he did not make a proper bris. Because this is the first time he's new, and then this will be a Mechalo Shabbos. So that's why we're saying, Adam Shleimol Me'olam, Father also, Le'yom of the Shabbos. We're talking about this soon. I'm just talking about this soon. Whoever it is. But the one who's making the meal, whoever he is always the first time. But don't say the schus of Shabbos will be made. No. Don't try on Shabbos. The first time should be another day of the week. Avol imol kvar pam achas. Once it was Malan, then good. So you don't need a chazaka of three times. That's the Chiddush. But the lamo b'Shabbos, if you once were Malan and it went good, you don't have to worry about it. What? Finished. When? There's been about different children. Someone, a child. Yeah. Someone else. Afilu imhu avia ben, this will need explanation, we'll talk about this soon. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Layomu dechaisinin shema yekalko. Maybe he'll be mekalko in the mila. Benimse mechalo shabbos shalei b'moke mitzvah. So don't do it. You shouldn't do it the first time in Shabbos. Who had in imloy Torah meyoylom? Also the flayim be Shabbos. Gam kim itamzer. Moyo shebo v'omar shekvar mol pam achas b'chil. Someone comes. He comes from Hudson Clothes. I don't know from Adam. And there's a bris Shabbos, and he says, you know, I was once mal already. You don't have to bring proof. It seems that they're going to be surim. Now, this is Amir de Kishayla. Kosov behago. Shetoyim lahachme lechatchilem shlo yamulu shnei moyelim mila achas b'shabes shze yomu b'ze yifra. Now, what is the reason for this chumre? The reason for this chumre is because mila is daichi Shabbos. Each one is doing a half a job. She does a half a job. The kid is still an old. I mean, if we'll stop here, we won't do anything else. See you on Mechalu Shabbos. That means Mila, which means Mila and Pri is Deiche Shabbos. You made Mila, and I got in talk, and I'm going now to make Kiddush already. I made Mila finish. What's going to be later? That's not my business. I made the Mila. So he's a Mechalu Shabbos. Now, we were speaking about the two people. We were speaking about that one's going to make Mila, one's going to make Priya. So there's a smaller to say, it's not the... Each one is not doing a mitzvah. So Memela is not doing a complete mitzvah. So therefore you shouldn't do it. Ela amol huatzma yifra. That's a remor in Yeridaya. Aber harde achoinim kosmu sheyesh lohokul bozev. To be makel. V'chein aminig b'chol medilas poilin. To the whole poilin, that was the minig tomid. Heim shnei moyelim. Ze choytech v'ze peireya. That's the minig. It's a double kibud. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Fine. Some Mele, so there's a Gemara that's Machma, but there's Habe Achoinim Ameikon. What? Yeah. B'chochmas, but this is a Minig HaMedina already, so means it seems that's when the Goyin brings a Raya to the Matirim. He says in the Beis HaMikdash, Avoid is Leishle Shabbos. So he said, the Kahanim didn't do the whole thing. Each one did a little bit of some major street in this meeting. I mean, there was a lot of malachas that were nice in Shabbos. So that means you're doing, whatever you're doing is a chalik of the mitzvah that's nice in Shabbos. That's Naim Shah. No. Naim Shah also means Hashini and the malachas. Two people seeking the key in the... No. This is different. That's Naim Shah also. It's Naim Shah Chilalu, according to that. This one is making a chilul Shabbos. There's no mitzvah. Rabbi Chochmas Odom Klal Kuf Mem Tes Kosav Al Kaponim Lo Yechabit Shloishim Neodom. No, Kuki Bodem Memeilem. La Pereya Yiya Hamoitzitz. There's a third chilul Shabbos of Mitzitzitz. So the Chochmas Odom says, please, two Memeilem. But the third one, to make Mitzitzitz, Aber wie schuss Jakob noch ist, er bekossen, das sieht sich auch an dieses Berchert, weil kann das zurückgeben. Du ring ihm bis nahe Atme, this is nothing to do with Mitzvahs Mila, schein mich am ein. The Mila ist ein Heiliger Mitzvahs Mila, the Brie ist ein Heiliger Mitzvahs Mila. The Mitzvahs ist auch Sakone, the Chavio makes the Mitzvahs, the child is a Mitzvahs. So you call someone from Atzola, the Sakone. So no, the Brie has to be Atzola member. But the mitzvah is for Sakone. So Mamela, so you don't need the prayer. He has to be the mitzvah. Can get a third one to do it. Definitely it's a Chilu Shabbos. But now, after the Milan Priya, you have to make mitzvah al Sakone. Al Sakone, you have to make it. So that's even though it's Chilu Shabbos. So Mamela, we have over here that a person who was only mal once in his life should not do it. Was never mal once in his life should not do it in Shabbos. Ule inyan yontif. What about yontif? So it's also a chilu yontif. It's a chilu yontif. And mu yontif sheni shel goyis bavada yesh lahakul. Yontif Sheni says, fake in the Yomer. It's Mengel who says, Bechal's Yontif. So we have over here, this is a maybe, I mean, he won't back up, but maybe he will. So it's a snake in the Yom, it's only a Darabonon, we're booking between the Yalchim. Bravade Yesh Lahokl. The Yontif Rishain Yesh Teyes Bein Achoinim. But if he knows, even though he never did it, but he knows of his capabilities, there's no other moyel, and it's yontav rishon, so by yontav rishon bevadai ein lahachmer, one should not be machmer.